Welcome to the 40 over 40, the 40 tips to maximize health and longevity after 40 years of age. Number one, breathe. What do I mean by breathe? We all breathe. To be alive is to breathe. We're oxygen-dependent beings on this planet. But how often do you actually pay attention and give a little awareness to your breath? Probably not that often. So the number one most important thing I perceived I could give you on this program was breathe and have a little awareness of your breath and know where that breath is going. If you've ever been theater trained or you've been sing trained or you've played an instrument, my friends that have been through the theater and singing, they'll be able to relate to this, is you don't want to breathe right into here. These shallow breaths that don't really allow your lungs to go anywhere. One of the first things you learn in a lot of this is to let your gut hang out, relax your entire abdomen, and do what we call a deep diaphragmatic breath. And the whole point of this entire thing is to allow your lungs to expand all the way, to allow everything to really open up, so that then when you breathe it all out, you're going to breathe out all the carbon dioxide and the other things your body wants to get to, and you're going to take in as much oxygen as you can. So the big exercise coming off this number one is breathe and take five deep abdominal diaphragmatic breaths every day. Now, you can go and study different methods of breathing. I personally have studied Wim Hof's method of breathing, which can be a very good one. I've also studied pranayama, which is the type of breathing they teach with yoga. I know there's other types that are out there that people have discussed with me. I know there's military type of breathing. I know there's other different forms. We could probably have an entire day where we talk about that. But for the purposes of this, I'm going to tell you more than anything, breathe. Take some time and take five deep breaths and have awareness of that breath. Be very, very grounded in your own breath in order to reset your brain, reset your body a little bit so that you can get a little awareness of what's going on. And on top of that, it's got a very calming effect, especially if you're starting to get into a state where you got a little emotion, where you're starting to get a little angry. One of the things, if you're in your traffic on the morning commute, for instance, and everything's at a standstill and you're not going to make it in time, sit back a little bit in your seat and just take some deep breaths, reconnect with your body. Don't worry about releasing anger and that stuff. Things like that will happen automatically when you reconnect with your breath and your body, and then you're going to be able to move forward. As a clinical practitioner, there's many times where I step out after working with one person and I breathe and I ground myself a little bit through my body before going on to the next one so that I'm a little reset, that I'm a little ready so that I can give the best of myself to people when I work with them. Now, make sure that you're not doing so much of this that you make yourself lightheaded or you feel like you're going to fall over and pass out. Because if you're not used to doing real deep breathing, that can happen. That over-oxygenation can hit you pretty good at first. So have a little caution with that. That's why I encourage you to just start with five. And if you do, I would encourage you to go study some type of breath work. It doesn't matter which type, but make sure it's one that's going to allow you to get in touch with your breath and get you to allow to work with your body just a little bit more awareness as you go through the rest of your life. But pay attention to that. Every single day, do five deep breaths. Comment down below. Let me know if you do some type of specialized breathing, if you studied Wim Hof or something that we don't know about. I'd love to hear about what type of breathing you're doing. Let me know your experience with trying to do some deep diaphragmatic breathing. If it's helped you in a few situations, that'd be great.